Bernie Tolbert, former special agent of the FBI office in Buffalo and former mayoral candidate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me here.
And joining me is Buffalo News education reporter Tiffany Lankus. Bernie, what do you believe is the biggest issue facing the Buffalo School District right now?
Well, we have many issues, but overall, I think we need a governance structure. We lack a governance structure that allows us to get things done. And the reason I say that is because that impacts on so many of the other areas that we where there's dysfunction. So if we can improve or create a governance structure that allows the board to set policy and direction and move forward, I think we'll be better off.
Where do you begin to change and make those changes to governance?
Well, with my colleagues on the board, we need to ensure that as a board, we have in place policies that will govern how we act, how we make decisions, and what decisions we make. And we need to ensure that we're constantly using that structure as a guide. So some of the issues that we've had to react to in an ad hoc manner, we'll be able to move forward because we have a policy that says, here's how we're going to do things, whether it's hiring people, whether it's, you know, determining what our goals are going to be. We'll have something in place that helps us to do that. And it should be a system where we've collaborated with others to ensure that we're on track, we're doing it the right way and with the right things in mind.
You haven't taken a very firm position on whether Superintendent Pamela Brown should be fired or retained. Mm-hmm. If you were on the board and it were put to a vote tonight, how would you vote?
I'd vote and I would suggest that we terminate the superintendent because I've talked to a lot of people. There's clearly been a loss of public confidence. Also, there's been a lack of leadership that's been displayed by the superintendent, but not having an opportunity to know more about some of the things, I'm concerned that we won't be able to move from where we're at. So that if we have a new board and the superintendent's in place, then how do we move from where we are? I think that'll always be a distraction, always be an issue. I think for the sake of our children and the sake of, you know, better education, Buffalo, we need to be able to move forward. I just don't see, given all the people I've talked to, business leaders, parents, and others, that we can do it with this superintendent. We'll always be dealing with that issue. And I don't want to do that. I want to move us forward and get things done for our children.
You seem that you've been courted perhaps by the teachers union, business leaders. What kind of a candidate do you consider yourself? Union candidate, reform candidate?
You know, I'm a candidate at the end of the day, and I don't want this to sound trite or even evasive, but I want to do what's right for the children. There are times when I will disagree with a number of people, and I'm sure there'll be, but by and large, I'm going to be looking for a consensus, common ground, someplace we can start from that we can all agree upon and move forward. Reformer, I believe in things that reformers believe in, certainly charter school, choice. But I don't want to pigeonhole myself and say, this is the kind of candidate Bernie Tolbert is. The only pigeonhole I want to be associated with me is Bernie Tolbert's in favor of what's right for children.
You had an issue filing your campaign finance disclosure, some confusion with mm-hmm. which office to file. What would you tell voters who might wonder about your abilities as a leader when something as simple as that was not handled properly?
My campaign treasurer, who happens to be a CPA with a PhD, he and my assistant treasurer, they were in contact with the State Board of Elections, told them that as a Big Five city, we had to file with the state, and that's what they were operating on. And that was really that was it. They were told we have to file with the state, and they did file with the state on the proper day, and was told the system wouldn't accept it because of some issues. And that's when we found out that we had to file with the Board of Education. And in fact, it was the news article that I saw that said we filed with the Board of Education. When I went down to the Board of Education, they said to me, "Didn't you get your packet?" And I said, "What packet?" Apparently, is the Board of Education supposed to contact candidates and give them a packet? I never got contacted, never got a packet. But as soon as we found out that we filed with the Board of Education, I immediately, personally, made sure that we had to file, and I hand-carried it to the Board of Education and to a couple of others who had expressed an interest in it. There was nothing nefarious, no subterfuge. I filed every single one of my mayoral filings on time, and that's the kind of person I am. That's where I do things. I did not have any direct contact with the State Board of Elections with my treasurer and assistant treasurer, but they know how I feel, and that is we do everything above board.
Speaking of your past mayoral run, you did run for mayor last year. Why the flip-flop to the school board now?
Well, I wouldn't call it a flip-flop, not at all. In fact, when I ran for mayor, my two most important issues, you know, issue 1 and 1A, were education and crime and safety. So I've been interested in education all along. It's always been a passion of mine. I was a teacher at Bennett High School. My mother, two of my three children are teachers. I have a daughter-in-law that's a teacher. I have a brother. I have a couple of nieces. So education has always been important. So it's not a flip-flop, not at all. It's just something I've been interested in. Here was a chance for me to further express my interest and have an impact in that area.
I guess just some might think politically you're working toward a political career.
I can understand that. You know, that's the nature of the beast. I'm in this for one reason and one reason only, to help make our city better, which I've always said. That's why I came back home. When people said to me, why are you going to Buffalo? And I said, that's home. That's where I want to be. That's where I want to make an impact, because Buffalo had a great impact on me. I can understand people may be thinking that there's some agenda on my part or as a stepping stone, but it's not. I'm focused on one thing and one thing only, that is being the best school board representative that I can be.
Given your law enforcement background, do you have any assessment of how safe Buffalo schools are, and if you don't feel like they're as safe as they could be, what you might do to improve security for students?
In talking with teachers, I've talked to a lot of teachers who say they don't feel safe. So you have to take them at their word. So there's a concern on the part, certainly, of teachers. I would imagine parents, some parents, I haven't had that same expression from parents, but I have talked to parents, and there is a concern about the safety of our children. If you look at what happened recently in Pittsburgh, and you go back to some of the, even the larger issues in Columbine and Newton, there is a problem with safety. One of the things that I bring to the board that I think is unique from the other candidates is my experience in law enforcement and public safety. When I was at the National Basketball Association, I was in charge of security for the league. 29 arenas every night, we had to get 18,000 to 20,000 people in and out of the arenas without weapons, in a safe manner, and also having placed plans to react to if there were some problems, you know, of any kind. I've done that. I know how to do that. I say that anybody can make a school safe. Either one of you can do it. If you give you enough bodies and enough barbed wire and enough barriers, you can make the school safe, but it won't be a good learning environment. So I can do that. I can lead that discussion, and that's the skill I bring to the board.
Mr. Tolbert, unfortunately, we're out of time, but we thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me here. Appreciate it.